Hello, this is Michael Gill, a new voice for the Talking Newspaper, or possibly more accurately, an old one, as I was on the very first edition 285 episodes ago. I'm Tomenham born and bred, 51, I have two grown children, a granddaughter, another one on the way. I'm a hypnotherapist, part-time actor, and former town mayor. Can I first remind everyone that the social organised by the Blind Society is on the 19th of September at Central Methodist, starting at 7 p.m. All members of the Blind Society and members of the Talking Newspaper, together with partners, are invited. There'll be tea and coffee and a buffet available. Any Blind Society members who require help to attend, please phone Philip Lee on 01706 812318. It would be lovely if we can see as many of you there as possible, please. So, this is Michael Gill welcoming you to the 286th edition of the Talking Newspaper for Tomenham, which covers the period up to and including Thursday, the 10th of August, 2017. Any views expressed by contributors to this edition are their own and not necessarily those of our officers and trustees. This month's news team is led by editors Sue Clough and John Taylor, and the news items on the next 18 tracks are taken from the Hebdenbridge Times and the Tomenham News, unless otherwise stated. After the news, we have the magazine section, and as usual, it's been edited and compiled by Peter Gibson, and starts with the usual quiz from Jenny Coleman. After that, we have an interview with Iris Barker that Christine Ward produced in April of this year, when Iris was 91 years of age. And we follow that with the latest Portraits of Our Town, a monologue brought to us by Kevin Emmett, this month featuring a local artist, Sarah Abbott. Next, we have a couple of poems from Glenys Halliday and an extract from an audio-led film by local BBC radio drama producer, Polly Thomas. The film is called Shout and features a local people, mainly from Hebdenbridge, talking in the aftermath of the 2015 Boxing Day floods. Next, John Hodgson interviews Peter Calvert about his great interest in buses in a piece entitled Hold Very Tight, Please. Then Sylvia Pryor becomes a grumpy old woman for a change, and Chris Gill interviews another local artist, Anna Butler. Finally, Jenny returns to bring us the answers to this month's quiz. In this month's Info Spot section, articles from the National Info Sound Service are entitled The Bumblebee, Getting Out and About, Housing Issues and Money Matters. But now it's time for the news, which is being recorded this month by Kevin Emmett and read by myself, Michael Gill, Beryl Tyra, Mark Tyra and John Taylor. So now over to John Taylor for the first item.